On the line with me and my special guest this morning, Morris Mott. Good morning, Morris.
Good morning, Hunter. How are you today, brother?
I am good. Man, it is so good to talk to you today, man. I am excited to have you on here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and it's an honor to be here, man. I appreciate you giving me the invitation to come on and talk to all the HLE family.
Man, I am... Now, I'm gonna get this out here right from the beginning. I don't know a whole bunch about... I don't even know how I got your music, to be honest with you. And I want to learn about Morris Mott as much as my listeners do, because we've been playing you for probably, I want to say, at least 5 of the 6 years that we've been on the air now.
Okay.
So when did the first music come out?
2002, Hunter.
2002, okay.
2002. I'll just give you a quick synopsis of the Faith Country story is what we call it. And
okay.
So I was pastoring a church over in western Indiana, over near the Illinois line, and there was a young man. We were all a lot younger back then, of course, in 2002. He had gotten saved at our church. He actually had a home in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, and he had a home in Terre Haute, and he was driving back and forth. His family was from the Terre Haute area, which is there in Indiana, on the city I was in. And anyway, he was driving back and forth and living in Terre Haute, living down in Tennessee, and he was working somewhat in the music industry, trying to break through as a songwriter. And he had a little bit of doors open, a little bit of success, I guess you might say. But the biggest problem was he didn't know Jesus. That was the biggest problem. So no matter how much success he had writing, it was never going to get any better for him personally, you know.
Right.
And he one Sunday morning he showed up at our church there and listened to the message, and then that week actually he asked if he could meet with me. And he told me what had happened was actually Paul Overstreet led him to the Lord about a week earlier. He had been doing some writing with Paul Overstreet there in Nashville. And mm-hmm. Paul finally just one night they were at dinner and he says, "Man, I got to ask you a question. How long are you going to keep living like this?" And James is like, "I don't know what you mean." He's like, "You know, you're running after all these elusive things." So long story short, he accepted Christ there, went to a men's meeting with Paul. I think he'd already became a Christian, but now he was looking for a place to call home. He was looking for a home base, a home church. And we were blessed to be that first home church for him. And I became his pastor. And so we had to, you know, we did some a lot of discipling with him. You know, he had a lot of the baggage from the old days.
Yes,
and
sir.
But as he walked out of that, so anyway, long story short, then he said, I'm going to begin to write Christian music. And one night, Sunday night, he was there, and he came up to me and he said, "Pastor, I've got an idea." He said, "I want to start writing music that fits your ministry, that fits your style." He said, "You know, you always come up with these little hooks." He said, "That's what songwriters, we call them hooks, and I call them sermon titles." He called them hooks. But he said, "You always come up with these hooks," and he said, "these little sayings in your message." And he says, "I think we ought to write music." And I was like, "Man, I don't know anything about writing any songs." And he said, "Well, I don't know the word like you do." So he said, "That's going to make us a good team." He said, I'll make sure it sings, but you make sure it's word." And so that's what happened. So we began to write. Beyond Your Dreams was based out of my life's verse, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And when the Amplified says, "God will do beyond your highest prayer, your highest hope, even beyond your dreams." So that's where the name of that album and that song came from. So we did that album in 2002, and then our first single off of that was "Too Many Old Devils," and we got a lot of good response from that.
Uh-huh.
And then we went later in 2004, we did the No Limits album, and we were blessed to be able to do the song "Me and My Jesus," and
yes.
that was a good song for us. I didn't write it, so I can brag on it. Right? I had nothing to do with that. Don Goodman and the producer of my album, Kenny Royster, and a guy named Jason Kerr wrote that song. Of course, Don Goodman wrote "Angels Among Us" for Alabama and a bunch of other songs.
Right.
But anyway, we needed one more song. I had a song that me and James had written, and we got there recording, and man, it just wasn't right in my heart, this song that we wrote. And Kenny's like, "Hey, we got one more. We need to put the tracks down." And I'm like, "I'm just not sure I want to do this song." And he said, well, I got one you might like. And he pulled open the file drawer, and we listened to it, and the band listened to it, and they took out the Tex-Mex feel to it, but we redid it. And so where there was like horns and things like that to make give it a really, really Spanish feel, they put the dobro and the fiddle and all that in there to make it me and my Jesus. And that's probably one of my I know kids like that song real well. My son, who just graduated from high school, starting college, he was just, 2004, he was only 5 years old when that song came out. And he would come up with me whenever I was traveling full time, and he would get up on stage and sing it with me. Now, he wouldn't do that now for love nor money. But at 5 years old, he would do that. So brother, and I mean, and then, and the Lord truly blessed me, Hunter. I mean, I stayed busy on the field. My last year that I was full-time, I covered 13 states, parts of Canada, with 200 dates that year. And so Faith Country has been out there since 2002, and now we're doing new projects, and we've even transformed it even into Faith Country Band, which is something, it's like a whole new season for our ministry.
So, Morris, let me ask you, while you were doing the first project when you started this, were you always pastoring while you were doing this? Were you always pastoring while you were out performing with the doing the Christian country stuff as well?
No, I wasn't. I was. So what happened is James and I began to write the music, and I guess I need to go back a step.
Okay.
We started writing in 98. Okay. So we started writing in 1998, 1999, and I was pastoring the whole time that we were writing music. But the Lord had put in my spirit, in my heart, to go out onto the itinerant evangelistic field and travel ministry. And this was even still before we'd even recorded anything. We just had some songs that I could play on the guitar or the piano or whatever the case may be. So I left my church in January of 2001. And they're a wonderful group of people. I still go back and minister to them, and they're like family to me over there. So I had actually went out on the field in January of 2001. And as I would go out and minister, I was casting the vision for what Faith Country was going to be about, how that we had taken this music, that these lyrics that were to inspire you, to give you some hope, to give you faith, and we put it to country music feel. And so I was actually in my first year of travel ministry when we went to Nashville and recorded that first album. So it's not until these recent years since we started Christ Church has the pastoral ministry and the traveling and the music's all coincided. But we actually had been writing a lot of songs and a lot of music for James. Well, and in the meantime, James went and did an album. He went and did some. He was out doing some music, and he recorded some of the what would later eventually become known as Faith Country on an album. During that time too. So, but it, we went out on the field full time in 01, and then recorded the first album in 02.
So during the 98-99 time, while you were writing and everything, you knew about Christian country. I mean, it was still going, starting off pretty good there,
absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And, I'm trying to think of some of the artists that we had worked with. Well, of course, again, we're going back a few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like our church, we had Vern Jackson in. I mean, which, he's got a bit of a country, Christian, Southern gospel thing going there. Lisa Daggs, I think, was one that we'd gotten information from. And there was one, trying to think of the artist's name. But anyway, yeah. So, but here's the thing, Hunter. We didn't know of any, like you guys, there was nobody around that played it. It was either, Southern gospel or contemporary.
Right.
So really, I really wasn't expecting anybody to play my music. I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
So once we did the Beyond Your Dreams album, we sent Too Many Old Devils out. Well, by God's grace, it did end up in hands of men and people like yourself that play Christian country, even though I know HLE wasn't around back then, but there was a handful of stations back then. But we would get reports from some of the other style of music, and like we got one that said, the guitar's too loud, we ain't gonna play that. Honestly, that was the thing.
Wow.
One said it had too much boogie woogie in it.
that's my,
I'm like, but and that's, and you're coming from a kid that grew up in Mississippi, and I started out playing bass for a Southern gospel group, so I know what Southern gospel is.
Sure,
I'm
sure,
like,
sure.
We're not that far off. And then I thought, you know, guys, I haven't, just because I'm not singing, you know, the Southern gospel stuff that I grew up on doesn't mean I backslid here. But it was funny to hear these DJs of these stations back then. But again, though, I say this, by the grace of God, there were stations out there that played it, and I don't remember the chart, but Too Many Old Devils actually debuted in the top 25 of a Christian country chart back in the day.
Okay.
And so that was very exciting, and that was a good encouragement, because you know, you want people to be excited about what God stirred in your heart. And anymore now, I've learned, I've gotten older too, of course, you know, with age comes a little bit of wisdom.
Right.
And I tell my people here, I was like, guys, you got to understand, you know, at our church, I'm like, you got to understand, when God gives you a vision, you're just going to have to, you know, go after it. And God is going to put some Barnabas in your life to bring encouragement.
Amen.
But not everybody's going to wake up every morning singing how great you are, how great you are. You know,
right.
You're just so anyway, yeah, that's okay. That's kind of how that whole thing got started, brother.
Now, let me ask you this. Over the course of time, from then when you started coming up to now, of course, it was good when you started. Did you see it wane? Did you see it kind of go away and just kind of mesh out or kind of,
yes. Oh, absolutely.
You know, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure did.
And you're starting to see maybe a little upswing now, or maybe something.
Yes. You're exactly right. You're exactly right, brother. You're right on it. Yeah, it did. You know, probably, you know, No Limits. We had we were very blessed with it. He got put in some Walmarts, Midwest Walmarts, and I got invited to do a lot of like grand openings at Walmarts, and they would have the NASCAR simulators, and the soda people would be there, and you know, selling their soda pops and all that. I mean, it was a really, and it kept me extremely, extremely busy, which that turned around and helped bless churches. Because if I was coming to your area, I could say, hey, I'm going to be at you guys' largest, you know, one of your largest retailers. I'd love to come be at your church next day. So yeah, we it really did. But then, we started Christ Church in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say probably about late 2009, 2010, it did. I wasn't getting as much airplay per se,
mm-hmm.
and the opportunities were still there, but it was more for me to come in as a preacher,
okay.
as a speaker, and not as many as just coming in and doing a night of music. And so, and that had, and it had like transformed. First, I was going out and I was preaching and doing, you know, things for churches and setting, be it a revival or a Bible conference or something. And then it got to where I was probably, well, I was packing more blue jeans than I was suits. You know what I mean? So
all
of a sudden now I'm showing up in Arkansas and Texas and places, and all I got to bring are t-shirts and jean jackets and blue jeans. And hardly ever had to pack a suit.
Right.
And then I began to notice there was a change. And you're exactly right. There was a change where, you know, leaders of organizations and different things, conventions or whatever, say, hey, no, we want you to come. We want you to talk about this, but we don't need you to do any music because we're going to use this newer style or this particular band or whatever. And that was fine. I didn't care. I've just always been willing to go wherever God sent me and do whatever God asked me to do. But you're exactly right. We did see it just kind of, yeah, like just kind of level out, and it was there, actually, to the point that for a long time, I just I let the Mott Ministries website and the Faith Country website, I just let it go off the air for a while. You know,
right.
I just didn't worry about it. It wasn't getting that much traffic. We were, and about that time, we were focusing on pioneering Christ Church,
mm-hmm.
and of course, that takes a lot of effort. You know, planning a church and getting that built, and so the upswing has just been actually since this last summer. One day I'm just minding my own business, and I got something. I got a prompting in my heart to revamp Mott Ministries and bring it back online. And I did. I brought on Mott Ministries, and I revamped the Faith Country name. That was in August. In September, we had Lulu Roman here at our church for our anniversary celebration. You remember? You remember Miss Lulu?
Oh, absolutely.
You probably. Okay, well, see, I run into people now, they're too young to see. They're too young. They don't know who Miss Lou is. So anyway, we brought Lulu Roman in for our anniversary. This year we got Buddy Jewell coming in for our anniversary. So so, yeah, we, and that's one of the things we try to do with our goal at Christ Church is to introduce our people to country and to the inspirational country and Christian country here in our area. But anyway, through that, there was a man here in town. I'd known him for probably most of the years that I'd been here with the, you know, starting the church. And he and two or three of his friends had played for a lot of bands, none of them Christian. They were all mainstream and played. Some of them toured for, you know, 20 years and opened up for larger acts and things. But in the last few years, he had settled down and was working here in town. And he came to the, this was in September, he came to our homecoming with Miss Lou. And in our visitor pack, when you come to Christ Church, you get a free CD. You get one of my CDs, mm-hmm. Good, Bad, or Indifferent About It. You get one, you know, whether you want it or not,
right,
you get
right.
a CD. So this guy gets a copy of No Limits. Well, his niece and his aunt comes attends our church. And by that afternoon, this guy, who's just an awesome guitarist, he was just texting his aunt, his niece, and his sister saying, hey, do you think Morris would want to get out and do some music? Do you think he'd want a backing band? Because this is the kind of music, this is the kind of Christian music that I've been looking for. I want to play Christian music. I want to play for the Lord.
Wow.
But what I've been hearing is not what I want to do, but this is what I want to do. Long story short, he introduced me. That was Tim Lathan, and he introduced me to Jay Arnold, and who's our bass player, and Greg DeWeese, who's the drummer. And now we're called Faith Country, and our website's faithcountry.band. So now like you said, now the music's on the upswing. I'm working on a new album that I'd been promising back years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a hymns CD. And then as soon as that's over, Faith Country's going into the studio, and we're going to make a CD of all the songs that we're working on right now. So you're exactly right. We saw it level out. It was there. It was all, you know, and every now and then I'd have somebody call me, but then all of a sudden, it's like this last summer, things just like the door just swung open wide open, and now we're in a whole new season of it.
Morris, how did you find HLE Radio, if you don't mind me asking?
I was searching for Christian country music. That's why I love listening to, obviously, a musician. I love to listen to music, and I was looking for Christian country music that had, and also I'll say this too, Hunter, that had personality. I mean, I could find stations or websites, let me put it that way. I could find websites that just played one Christian country song after another, and that was enjoyable. I mean, it was good, but it was like a box. It was a talking box. There was nobody coming on there saying, hey, you know, we're going to have you know, July 1st, we're going to have this thing down here, and you guys come on down. I couldn't find anything like that. The few Christian country stations that I was familiar with back in the day, either A, did not stream, or they're off the air, or the format's changed, or what Christian, or it's just a syndicated program, you know. And so that's how I found you. I was simply doing a search for specifically Christian country radio. And I'll tell you that, and that's been about 2 years ago that I found you guys. And I've just been back here just listening, you know,
man, that's
like a stalker.
Amazing.
I'm just watching you guys, you know,
that's
and listening
amazing,
to you guys.
Wow.
And some of the people you play, I know the guys with Brandon and Justin Todd and Michael Tetrick. Michael Tetrick met with me when he was doing praise and worship. It's like, man, I want to do the kind of music you're doing. And so that's how Michael and I, because Michael's not too, he doesn't live too far from me. He lives down in Edinburgh, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the people you play, now a lot of them I don't, because thank God for it, there's so many great new artists. In fact, it was funny because the other night, the gentleman that you just played a little bit ago that sang Stars,
yeah,
like, who is that?
Yeah.
And so I looked it up. I looked up the name Star. And of course, I like your playlist too. That's another thing I love about HLE is because I can see who just played on there.
Yeah.
The new Joe Nichols song you guys played.
Yeah.
Today,
man.
Oh,
great.
Billy Graham's Bible and Willie's guitar. I'm like, you know. And so I found you guys. You were out there, and I found you, and I bookmarked you, and.
Did you know we were playing your music, or was that a shock to you?
I had no earthly idea. I did not. No,
that's great.
So here's another funny thing. So we're sitting here. My son and I just went down, and I know you were in Nashville.
Yeah.
So we were. Now I knew before then that you were by this time, of course, because I've been listening to you.
But
when I first turned in, had no earthly idea you played my music. Didn't know you even knew who it was. Wasn't even sure he'd want to play it if I ever said, hey, you want to play my music? And so, but we were sitting there the other day, and Jason and I were getting ready to head down to go down to Buddy Jules' little get together in Nashville, yeah. And you played Lacey's song. And so we're sitting in our little area there at home, and we're just, you know, relaxing. You yeah. know, he's graduated. We're just talking about college, and we're listening to HLE radio and just having a good time. And you play Buddy Jules' song. I'm like, yeah, Buddy. I said, oh, I call my son Buddy. I said, you know, this is the guy you're going to get to meet tomorrow, and he's coming to church. Oh, that's cool, Dad. And then about that time, you heard that baritone guitar with my song Tuba. And my son looks, and he's like, Dad, that's you. And I'm like, well, I guess it is. And he's like, he played you after Buddy Jewel? He's like, are you guys like in the same type category? And I'm like, well, I don't know that we're in the kidding category, but we're on the same radio station. So yeah. But no, I had no earthly idea. And I'll tell you how I found out. I'm sitting there listening to HLE, and I yeah. saw your request list that you had. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, let me go down there and see if I know anybody, you know, Justin Todd or Michael yeah, yeah. or Brandon or just, mm-hmm. you know, some of the ones that – you know, even mainstream art. Yeah, I wonder yeah. if he plays Alabama. I wonder if he, and I'm a huge, huge Oak Ridge Boys fan. Yeah. If I have a bucket list, God's been so good to me, Hunter. He's blessing our church. We're in our second location, starting to look for our third. I mean, it's and getting to play with Faith Country, it's like everything that I want to do is in a package. But if I have a bucket list, I would love to play rhythm guitar for the Oak Ridge Boys. When I had Chris Golden in last year, and Chris, William Lee's son with the
yeah,
Oaks.
Yeah, I'm a Chris big Chris Golden fan. Yeah. I am.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Chris is producing my new hymns album called Sounds of Home. It's a bunch of songs I grew up with in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Some of them are what I call deeper cut hymns, or hymns that people may or may not be familiar with. I'm still doing a few that obviously Old Rugged Cross people right. are going to be familiar, but there's a few that they still sing in my home church in Mississippi, but you just don't hear them. But anyway, we had an opportunity back last October to meet the Oaks, and by way of knowing Chris.
Right.
And so I'm sitting here right now with my Oak Ridge Boys hat on. So that was another thing. I'm looking, let me see if he plays in the Oak Ridge Boys. Let me see, you know, what he's got on here. And as I'm going down the list, going down from Branded to the Oak Ridge Boys, yeah. and there's Morris Mott. I'm like, you know, I had like one of those Jethro, Jed Clampett. I said, well, looky here, you know, that kind of a Jed Clampett moment. And so, yeah, and it just, and I'll tell you, it encouraged me because, you know, you do think, well, is the Faith Country, is my music, is that a season that was just for a while, and is it done? You know, it was good and God blessed, and we saw a lot of good things happen and a lot of people ministered to. But I thought maybe that's part of my ministry that just came to an end back in, you know, 2010. But again, in that August, though, just last August, I got that prompting in my heart, and I had just found HLE probably, I don't know, maybe a year, 9 months to a year prior to that. So now you're bookmarked awesome, on our computers, man. At the awesome. Church in my office, and you're on my phone, you're on my iPad.
That's awesome.
You know, and it could be sometimes people walk in here on Sunday morning to Christ Church, and HLE radio will be playing over the loud system. So.
Well, I tell you, Morris, it's so important that I got to talk to you because I'm only 6 years into this Christian country thing, and I only found out about Christian country 6 years ago. So the history of it is very important to me, and that's why I always always want to know, especially from artists that have been in it a while. And I'm always getting their perspective and their story because, like I said, John Steed was my introduction into Christian country. And when I talked to him, he told me, man, this thing is over 20 years old. And I was floored when I found that out because I'm like, well, why yes. doesn't anybody know about this then?
Right.
Because I
right.
cannot be the only one that likes this stuff. And he told me about it. And you know what, man, HLE Radio 6 years ago, we just dedicated ourselves to only playing Christian country and nothing else. And that's what we've continued to do. And glad to say the music has gotten better, but some of the stuff has stood the test of time. And, you know, and man, I'm hoping that the upswing continues and that some integrity will follow with this, man, because I've noticed there's a lot of clowns out there. And I told somebody the other day, I said, man, I don't know if CC really stands for Christian country or it stands for a clown circus right now.
Yeah.
You know, because some of the stuff you see and hear, man, and some of the stuff that's visually going on, sad to say, is a joke, man. And it makes it hard for the folks who are really trying to do the real thing. But I think it goes back to the heart matter, man. And if ministry is really at the base of what you're doing, and it's really about doing the will of the Father and furthering the kingdom, I think that'll shine through, and that will be the deciding factor of keeping you straight on the path.
Amen. Well, and you know, Hunter, I'll tell you, and my mom and I had this talk, because I got to say, you know, because I'd done tapes, cassettes, I guess you want to say, it was albums or CDs, but first CD I ever made was the Beyond Your Dreams. It came out on that media. But, you know, through the years of playing music, I had been on, you know, cassettes with groups and things for bluegrass. I like to play some bluegrass music. I used to play in the bluegrass band years ago, and obviously I grew up playing Southern gospel. And I know even Mama, well, my mother, she's in heaven now, but when the Beyond Your Dreams first came out, of course, you know, I mailed it to her, and my brother had to get her a CD player, and so she you know, put it in, and she said, well, I think I might like the older stuff that you did better. And I said, Mom, I said, I understand. I said, but here's what you got to understand, Mom. I said, since I've been doing the Christian country, doing what's in my heart, and this was the honest truth. I wouldn't have lied to my mama. Southern boys don't lie to you, nobody, especially the mama, you know. That's just, you can't do that. And I told her, I said, Mama, I got to tell you though something. I said, I have seen more people come into a relationship with Jesus Christ because they'd show up to hear my country music than I ever did doing the other format, you know?
Right.
And this, and a pastor and I do this to encourage you too, Hunter, with the HLE radio. I mean, again, I know sometimes you feel like you're kind of, you know, going upstream in a canoe with one paddle type thing on this. And sometimes I was that way when I was traveling, even though the Lord blessed me with so many open doors. You know, I'm one pastor was contemplating having me in, and, you know, I just said, well, pastor, you know, do what you want to do. He said, well, he said, you know, our church, we like more of this particular style of worship and things like that. And I said, well, first of all, my music's not written to be worshiped to. I said, my music is I've got a message, and I'm not really expecting you to, you know, to necessarily worship to my music. I said, that my music's not worship music. I said, my music is designed to speak into the hearts of people and to encourage them and to inspire them.
Right.
And I said, secondly, I said, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter what your youth or your worship team singing. I said, guarantee you, pastor, 90%, this was back, you know, okay, when Randy Travis's Three Wooden Crosses,
right,
and a lot of the Long Black Train, a lot of the mainstream songs opened up a lot of doors for guys like me at that point, you know. So I told him, I said, but I tell you this, I said, if you were to do a survey, or if you could find, I said, you got a bunch of closet country listeners in your church. I said, I don't care what they're doing, what they're worshiping to. I said, guarantee you, they've got Randy Travis in their tape player, CD player. They're listening to Josh Turner. They're listening to
Brooks. Absolutely.
And I said, because country music, now again, this was back in the late 90s, you know, well, the early 2000s and mid 2000s. I said, country music, as a mainstream, is not number one because ain't nobody listening to it.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? I said, you hear about all the other styles because the squeaky wheel gets the, the oil. But I'm like, I'm telling you, somebody's buying this stuff.
Oh,
well, sure enough, he'd say, well, let me bring you in for a hog roast. Well, that's fine with me because I like hog and I like roast. That's ideal,
man.
That's perfect, you know? And, you know, I would go in and again, just whatever, you know, what do you want, pastor? What is it that you need me to do? You want me to give me sing three songs and sit down? You want me to sing three songs and preach? You want me to do, you know, what is it you need me to do? And we would do it. And we had one church that told me, he said, you're on, and this is to the glory of God. It really was because of the music, because they put Christian country artist out on their sign here this Saturday, 2 to 4. They didn't know me, brother. They didn't know me from Adam. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they saw that, and some people were like, what is this Christian country? But some driving by saw, country. And they showed up, there's one church. I'm on record for having the largest attended event that they ever had. And it was just, and it wasn't, there wasn't no food. It was a Saturday. It was just a one night. It was like a thing that we had at a church.
Right.
And, because again, there's people who enjoy, they enjoy the sounds of fiddles and steel guitars and Telecasters Pig Robbins style piano. I mean, there's people that love this kind of stuff, you know. But they're also looking for something that's going to inspire them. That's going to be filled with the Word of God and the message that they don't mind cranking up and listening to, you know.
Absolutely.
So I know, brother. There's definitely people that love, love what you're doing, and I know that there's a lot of people listening, and we're certainly doing everything on our end on our band's Facebook, the church's Facebook, my personal Facebook, and all the aforementioned Twitters. You know, we try to make sure that HLE gets out there and people are aware of you.
Well, I certainly appreciate that so much. And, man, I want to extend an invitation to you and the band as well to come here to HLE Radio and perform in the Christian Country Cafe and host the morning show here. It would be an honor to have you here, and I sincerely mean that.
Man, we would love to do that. We would. We're like I said, Greg and Tim and Jay and I are working on new things. And as soon as I get done working with this, we'll get this hymn CD done. We've got several dates coming up. We're going to head up to Canada. That was on the date that I had done in previous years, and they called me this year and said, "Hey, we want you to come back and do this weekend." I said, "Well, I'd love to do it." I said, "Would you mind if I bring my guys with me?" I said, "It'll sure add a lot of fun." And these guys are superb musicians. I'm not exactly sure why they're even letting me get up there with them. That's all I tell them now. I'm like, "I'm not even sure why I'm standing up here with you three." You know, they're a real blessing, and they're talented, and they've got real hearts to serve and to minister they know why we're up there, you know. But on top of that, they've got their professional. They did it for their living for years, and they still do from time to time. Yeah. And it's so we're very excited and expecting about what the Lord has in store for for Faith Country and for the days coming up. The hymn CD that we're doing, we've actually learned some of the hymns that we're going to have on. It's just going to be me singing on the Sounds of Home, but Faith Country. Well, we've actually added a couple of the songs that's going to be on that. So that way, when you come here, Faith Country, you'll be able to hear some of the hymns as well.
Okay. Morris, before I let you go, though, tell folks how they can find you and Faith Country as well and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, for Faith Country, you can go to faithcountry.band. The domain is actually .band or mottministries.org. .org gets the same website, but faithcountry.band. We also have a Facebook. It's Facebook/faithcountryband. And then to find our ministry is the church, it is simply Christ Church and the word today. .org, ChristChurchToday.org, and you can go on there and listen to archived sermons, and then on Sunday morning, of course, we stream live as well, just the message and things. And so those two websites, and then Christ Church has a Facebook, Christ Church Plainfield, if they're looking, or just search up any of that stuff. Just go into Facebook, search Christ Church, and you'll be able to find links to our Twitter, our Facebooks, and everything on the website as well, man.
Awesome. Man, Morris, thank you so much for calling in. I so appreciate it. And you have a blessed day. And you are welcome to call in and come by anytime, brother.
Well, brother, you'll be seeing us, I'm sure, and we're looking forward to getting down there. I tell you what, we hear you talk about Jennings, Louisiana, and that's what I told the guys the other night at rehearsal. I'm like, man, Hunter talks so much about Jennings, Louisiana, it makes me want to go. I said, we're going to have to pack up and go down there, you know?
Absolutely.
So absolutely, brother, and we appreciate that. Thank you for allowing me to come on this morning and take some of your airtime up, and I want to say hello to all the HLE family, and thank you all for listening, and we're going to keep listening ourselves, okay?
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. That is Morris Mott.